right, so good afternoon, everyone. Call to order the ad hoc Committee on Reparations. Clerk, take the roll.
Supervisor Marquez.
Present.
Supervisor Miley.
Present. All right, so we have three informational items. And the first item is a commission work plan update.
Good evening, and thank you for the ad hoc committee meeting. It's been a moment, so we have quite a bit of stuff to update you on, and we have a couple of guest speakers, so hopefully I can keep the agenda rolling for you. Let me mute my laptop. Thank you. So fast. So the agenda for today, we'll be doing the work plan, the operations and administration, and then we have an ask about the open seats, and then share our upcoming events and digital presence. So I wanted to share that when we first started the work, and I think last time we spoke to you, we had 11 subcommittees, and we have now consolidated down to these three. So we have an admin and budget, we have a listening session, and then we have our data research action plan report. So now we're really focused on the internet. Okay. On these three groups. And you can see the intersection is what we're calling the pillars of focus. And I'll share with you those four pillars. But under each subgroup, you can see the work in general buckets. So like the admin and budget is doing our budget, but also website, social media, and any sort of progress and movement. And then the data research, we're doing the harms report and the narrative and actually the action plan report we owe you. And then listening session is allies and partnerships. So that's how the 11 committees came down to the three. These are our four pillars, which also center the listening sessions, the surveys, and the data gathering. So these four are split into how we are having the conversation with the community. So experience of harm and inequity, and there's a sample there, I don't have to read it to you. And then the community assets and resiliency, so that's the trauma and the struggle, but then what are the positive and brilliant things our community is doing. And then the reparative needs and priorities, which obviously is part of the action plan. And then lastly, what's the vision and the future look like? So everything falls under these four ways of looking at the work. And then we have two consultants and doing project management is ECC, Exceptional Community Communications, that has been approved. And I would like to bring up the CEO of ECC.
Hello. So, it's been a lot of movement, a lot of activity. We have a report. I don't know if... Yes, my name's... Okay, Letitia Henderson, and I am the principal consultant with Exceptional Community Connections. But we do love working with the community and communications, but ECC for short. So we've been working with our team of consultants. We've been working with the commission since August in the formal capacity as their facilitators and project managers. And what I can say just in summary without going through all the specifics, that this commission is making steady progress on the implementation plan that they identified in January at their planning retreat. And so the work that our approach to the work has been situated across three phases. The first phase was the initial launching the project, and a lot of the work we spent time organizing their subcommittees. And as Chair Gore just mentioned previously, there were 11 subcommittees. And so we spent the first phase just restructuring and looking at what is a subcommittee structure that would support their workflow and implementation of their tasks. And so we have the three. And so phase one was really just working with the commissioners to ensure that they were assigned to a subcommittee that, you know, that they were interested in and that reflected their skills, experience, and interests. And then, of course, facilitating communication and dialogue between the three subcommittees and working with the co-chairs of each subcommittee to ensure that there's an agenda plan, they're clear around their tasks and goals for the month. And so to date, we are now in the second phase of the workflow, and that is just organizing the work, the work plan, the flow, managing and tracking their milestones, and also really drilling into the details around the report and their recommendations. And so to date, we have some of the milestones that have been accomplished between October and December. Awesome. Yes. So this is the work plan. Oh, yeah, I always say, they got me. I do. I say weird things like awesome sauce. So this is the robust work plan that we've been working on. So this was the plan that was identified back in January. And you see there's a myriad of tasks and milestones. And so the work that we've been doing is ensuring that each of the subcommittees are clear on their tasks and that they any of the in-between speed bumps or processes that need to be fulfilled, any gaps, that's where my team and I have gone to work as their technical assistants. And that's looked like creating agendas, to strategic thought planning, to scooping collard greens into cups with aluminum foil to make sure that there is a to-go plan for the food following the listening sessions. But it's really a labor of love, and we're so honored to be supporting the commissioners in this way. So where we are now, we have the October milestones that have been completed. I can, with full honesty and excitement, say that each subcommittee has fulfilled their key task up to about 80% of the task, which is amazing. This has been a very short time period to work through, but they've been working together collectively. And evidence of that is things like they have a website, there are listening sessions that are happening, there are community partners who are confirming and reaching out, wanting to connect with the commission and wanting to be a part of the movement. So those are all signs that we say things are moving in the right direction. The next major outcome in terms of a key activity and milestone is the draft report. So there's a very rough draft, and I do mean rough because it's an outline, in outline form, but it is promising in that it exists. The surveys that have been generated and created and disseminated at the community listening sessions have been collected. And to date, there are more than 70 that have been collected across the in-person listening sessions. With those surveys, that's going to support the feedback from the community members. Is what's going to support the commissioners with identifying their recommendations according to their pillars and their and the guidelines that they're using for recommendations, for reparations. And then finally, we have the community listening sessions. You all have attended those. So 4 out of 6 to date have been completed. Initially, when we started with the project, the commissioners already had one. They were, there was a process for listening sessions underway. And then we sort of had one. And then it was like, we're going to continue to plan as we go. My team came on board and we said, let's just plan all 6. And let's work in concert with the Board of Supervisors and their staff and community partners. And let's just get this thing going. And the commissioners have been, you know, working in alignment with that vision and moving at the speed of trust, moving at lightning speed to make these listening sessions happen. So I just want to thank both of you and your colleagues for allowing your staff to really be supportive and help us identify key partners in the community to host these sessions, and also to ensure that the community is aware that this is a county initiative. So that has been amazing. To date, we've had more than 175 total attendees across the listening sessions. Also, community engagement and partnerships, and I'll leave it there. More than 10 community organizations have expressed a willingness to partner with the commission. And I think evidence of that, we can point to the session that was held in West Oakland at Taylor Memorial. That was in concert with a few community organizations, one namely being Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated Berkeley Bay Area chapter, really going door to door, opening up the space for this listening session to happen, and the end result being 100 plus attendees. And so I think that speaks to, again, the spirit of the commissioners and the energy that's being ignited now. So as far as what's next, it's really continuing the momentum, updating this work plan tracker. We are now approaching the end of the year, and so we're going to explore with the commissioners which of these key tasks they would like to continue, what are the new priorities for 2026. And as you can see on page 2, we have a list of our meetings, which is anywhere between 7 to 10 hours a week. But again, it's a labor of enlightenment. It's a labor of joy. Sometimes it's a labor of, but it's a labor nonetheless. And so, yeah, that's all that we have. And thank you so much again for the opportunity to serve.
I would just lift up that ECC and Letitia's leadership really has kept us on task. It was so important to have some project management to sort of put this list together, hold the agendas, and keep us on point. So her and Sean and Natrice have been outstanding partners. And so I really want to reiterate how a big contribution that they've made. The other big chunk that I hope didn't fly by is that she is actually managing the consultant who's doing this work. So she's holding this whole body of work, which is the commissioners, and then the other informing change. So I'm going to give you a little bit of the structure of the report, because obviously that's the deliverable that we need to have, but it's still under the ECC team. So we have a general outline of the report, and so you can see, you know, obviously an overview and then sort of some context of why reparations, then the commission and some key recommendations to help us funnel our work, and then the background in Alameda, which is the significant data that they're doing, and then lastly, we end up with some recommendations. You see the pillars that connect to the work so that we are making everything in alignment as we gather the information. There's a more recent updated version, so there's another iteration. I would also lift up in the fifth category there is that the mandate was to send or to share short-term, medium-term, and long-term. So it becomes quite a matrix to give you the data on the listening sessions, the research on the community and the harms, and then to give it to you short, medium, and long-term. So we have it laser-focused on the directive that we were given. Overview on how we are doing that information gathering. We're at the stage, what we're calling the domain is looking at the harms using the California State Task Force. Is a huge matrix. I was going to do a screenshot, but it's just too intimidating. Along with the UN five principles and then the listening sessions. And so we are in the part where we're doing the domain against the reparations and the data. So this is sort of how the process on the report side is going, along with the actions that you saw from our work plan. Here's a little bit more detail so that you have confidence that we hope to have something by June 30th. So this is like doing this till December, you're going to do this till January, and then March, and then we're going to start writing. So we've got to close both the listening sessions and the additional pop-ups, and then get to really putting pen to pencil the last 3-4 months. I'm sure Informing Change would want more time, and same with ECC, but you know, we're still in the listening and getting the community input. So that's the report side of things, and so I wanted you to know that we were staying on task with that as well. Let me just pause for any questions so far.
Let me start with my appreciation. This is impressive. We were here maybe 3 months ago. I can't remember our last meeting date, but this is significant progress. So kudos to Leticia, the entire team, the commissioners. I was beyond impressed this past Saturday with attending a listening session myself, but seeing this timeline, the work plan, this is incredibly impressive. So just thank you all for putting your heart and soul into this. It shows, and I'm just really excited about the work. My question is, though, we were talking to some of the commissioners this past Saturday, and there was a request to add an additional listening session to the city of Hayward, and that's something I definitely am open to. But now looking at your aggressive timeline, we don't have to make a decision today, but I would love to host one at the Hayward Library, because that tends to be a place where there's a lot of programming. We could also look at Glad Tidings Church or Palmacy. There are options for Hayward, but I know BWAPA has done a lot of work in Hayward. I just really want to tap into the success you saw in West Oakland. I think we could replicate that. There's already a very strong base in Hayward, so I don't want to interfere with the timelines, but obviously, January is out of the question. We would have to have that already planned. So maybe the end of it, I'm not sure, but just we could offline that. But just I just wanted to share that publicly. That is something that my office is interested in hosting. And I don't want to say let's not do new work because that's already been publicized. So I want to be additive rather than having to pivot at this time.
No, we actually have a process for adding different, and we're calling them pop-ups because we took a motion and we voted on 6 official. We were somewhere at 10 to 12, and we're like, oh, we won't be able to get those done. But now we are adding on a commissioner now that we have good structure. So we have a run of show, we have a slide deck, we have the note taker, we have the videographer. Like, we have the structure in place, so any commissioner can do a pop-up. So we did go to EOIDC, and there weren't a lot of young people, so 2 commissioners, and we have one here, and I hope to bring him up, are doing a dedicated to get that youth voice at EOIDC. The pop-up that I'm doing with our facilitator is at the Kaiser J. That was not an official listening.
That's a big pop-up.
That's a pop-up. That's a big pop-up.
I've seen a press release. That's a big, that's not a pop-up. That's a
but it's focused. It's focused. It's the partnership is with the yeah. Oakland Chamber and the Urban League, and so they have a particular focus on bringing the business community
that's
voice.
Great.
And so adding Hayward,
okay,
for sure Berkeley. That request has been made, okay. and we've got we're getting ready to do Castro Valley and District 1. So we have the flexibility for the commissioners who have an interest in either an area or a topic. Yeah. The other one I would lift up is we have a commissioner who is our formerly incarcerated, and Commissioner Burleson.
Yeah.
He's pulling together his community, and we'll be doing a criminal justice pop-up.
Has there been conversation with the sheriff to potentially have one at Santa Rita Jail?
So
or probation?
I might want to bring up, yeah, we have talked about Santa Rita, but let me bring up.
Okay.
Yeah. I've talked to Chief Forden. He's amenable for JJC, and I can talk to Yesenia and see if she's also amenable
for that. I think that would be really important if we could make that happen. Mm-hmm. And then just want to also acknowledge, everything's about numbers and dollars. That's the reality we're in. But it was also just really meaningful to break bread with folks. I think it's so important to feed people. we're all ripping and running, meeting places. There's just sometimes we rarely even drink water, right? So just, I don't know if we're advertising that. I don't think that's the draw. I think people are coming because they want to come, but it was just a really, really nice touch.
Yeah, we put free food on all of it. And the other, we have a therapist who comes and
yes,
we have babies
when
we have childcare. So we have those three key elements that we thought would help, you know, if you've got any reason that might keep you from coming, we have those services there too.
And keeping it tight. I think, you know, anything an hour and a half to 2 hours, you get more buy-in. When people see something 3 or 4 hours, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a commitment. So I think you guys have found just the right touch. And like you said, the structure is really, it was key. Very
excellent.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just say I've been very impressed with the progress, particularly since the retreat. Things have, the momentum has steadily been building. I've been, I attend most of your meetings, and I've gone to all three of the listening sessions as well. So I've been kind of monitoring everything very carefully, and I'm very impressed with the commission, consultants, the county staff working with you, and everything is just really gelling well. So let's keep the momentum going. And I think you have met with Mills College at Northeastern.
Yeah, we have. Well, I'm in touch with Ashley.
Oh God,
Ashley Adams, and they. So yes, we're in touch with her and with Erica from the policy. Both of those two, we're in conversation about doing something in Berkeley. They have a reparations project task force, which Mills and Northeastern have since transitioned. So, but they still have the work there, and they're also supporting the Berkeley Unified School District Task Force, Reparations Task Force. So we're in conversation with the community partnership with them for sure. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, like I said, been very impressed, yes.
Thank you. You know, I do want to lift up, when you speak about the momentum and the information, both of your staffs have been excellent, but I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the Director of Equity who has been communicating with the internal department. And I can't even start to navigate that labyrinth. But once she started, and thank you so much, Josephine, when she started, like, hey, people, here's the love and the positive, what can we do to help? So that's allowed us to continue that sort of momentum and awareness. I think we have a very, you know, if I look at all the commissions that are set up, we have a very high visibility and awareness, and that's, you know, thanks to the county staff, that's really been significant. So what you are feeling has been a real team effort. So thank you. I will move us along to the budget. And so I'll bring up Vice Chair Larry McClendon.
Thank you, Supervisor Marquez, Supervisor Miley. It's been my honor to be the steward of the funds that you provided us to carry out this amazing work. You heard both from Chair Gore and our amazing consultants, technical assistants. They've, you know, our ECC has been incredible, organizing us, keeping us on task. I also want to lift up the library. I know that we went down this road and we didn't know if we were going to have a particular department who could service, and Supervisor Miley, you suggested the library. At that time, I was like, I don't know what the library can, I was just like, okay. But I would say, and I want to just take the time to give them a lot of praise for how they've been able to partner with us, facilities, billing, et cetera. I have a background, I currently work for government, and I haven't had a experience so smooth and transparent. So I just want to lift up both Aaron and Deb for the amazing work that they do. They will also be answering questions regarding the billing. Also want to acknowledge our commissioners in the room today, Commissioner Knowles and Commissioner Garlander, Dr. G, who is behind us, who is constantly moving this work forward. So again, I have the pleasure of counting the coins for the commission. And so this is a high-level overview. There's a detailed budget that we are keeping track of in SharePoint that is in a Google Doc. So that is accessible to the public. If you go on SharePoint, you click the link, you will see invoices in real time, when we were able to pay them, et cetera. So this is designed to be high level, not granular in any way. Due to your generosity, you were able to get our budget up to $500,000. To date, we've been able to bill $155,038. We have a remaining balance of $344,961 that we are planning on spending down. Our goal is to be fiscally responsible and spend that down before the end of the fiscal year. So Chair Gore talked about a bunch of different things that this commission is doing to really spend down the budget. A lot of this money has been going to the listening sessions, our technical assistance consultants, the food. Supervisor Marquez had mentioned it is very unique when you can go in and get food, not just some sandwiches, you can some collard greens, something, you know, so some substance. So I'm gonna move to the next slide. Just high level buckets of where the funds have gone, what the libraries helped us build down to date. So our technical support, $73,886. Promo is a little less than 10K. Food and refreshments, a little over 5,000. Transcripts, so one of the areas that was super important is making sure that we capture the folks who do show up to these listening sessions, their words verbatim as much as possible, because you tasked us with producing a report, and it wouldn't be a good steward of us if that report embellished on people's words. So we wanted to make sure that we spend the money on note takers and making sure that transcript really captures the voice. Our amazing, lovely website, which we didn't set out for it to be this much, but given that it has some really amazing features that, and let me just kind of talk about that a little bit, because that is a little higher than what we estimated. But not only the design, the look and feel, but when community members come to our website, they're booking their reservation with us. We're not sending them to Eventbrite. We're not sending them to a third party where they're collecting their information and sharing their information and using it. All of that is internal data that this commission is able to use. So that's a big difference in just kind of, you know, a website that sends a person to Eventbrite. I have nothing against Eventbrite. I know this is a public meeting. But the reason that website needed to have those components, because we want to make sure that we're the owners and stewards, and the county is the owner and steward of the information. And then, of course, the most powerful thing on here, which is on the lower end, is capturing the photos and videos in real time. And so we have consistent vendors. We have some amazing vendors. Our fellow commissioners really source those vendors. The Office of Racial Equity really leaned in to make sure that we have vendors who are reflective of the mission. So I'm very proud of who shows up to these listening sessions every time we throw them. We have a facilitator. You both have been able to see Tracy in action, guiding people through those questions. Venue is really low because, and I would also, I want to lift this up, because I'm counting the coins and myself and Aaron, we're processing the invoices. People are being super generous regarding this mission, and they're either discounting or they're trying to give the stuff for free. And I'm telling them, like, we got a budget, like, you know, let's spend. But even our vendors have been very generous in what they charge us for what we're doing. And we talked about a therapist early on, which is key, because there are some vital emotions that pop up in that room when people are reliving their lived experience regarding reparations and discrimination. All right. With the remaining balance, we are planning on finalizing all of our district sessions. Chair Gore mentioned one of the pivots or additional things that we are doing is that each commissioner has the ability to do pop-ups. Those pop-ups are funded with the money that you entrusted in us. So each commissioner also has access to everything up there, if that's a note taker, a videographer, et cetera. But we are using each of those budget line items to make sure that we get out to as many people as possible. We are in a process of talking to and coordinating with Black Joy, which I think is going to be a very big opportunity for us. We're probably going to spend a big chunk of that for surveying and outreach and branding. And then that amazing report, it only needs to capture words, but it needs to look really amazing because that's going to live with the county and making sure that that branding is on point. So that's going to be a big chunk of this remaining balance. And then we have a little bit of the contingency in there just for when things come up. And then Commissioner Burleson, I haven't met with him yet, but my anticipation that going to the Santa Rita and other places is going to have some cost to it, too. So when I get with him, I'll be able to kind of flesh that out a little bit, too. And then just overall review and next steps from the admin and budget committee. There's a couple of different subcommittees meet. The budget and admin committee meets every Monday. It's supposed to be for 30 minutes, but it's like 2 hours. Because there's a lot of moving parts and there are things that we're talking about and we're managing and being good stewards of the dollars that you guys give us, what the county entrusts us in. So we want to complete the final district listening sessions. So to vote it upon listening sessions, making sure that they have what they need. And the reason this is here is because we're now adding more money into the digital social media consultant. So I think Supervisor Miley or Marquez said, oh, we should probably promote childcare. We should promote the food. So we're going to do more social media posts alongside, you know, telling people to come to a listening session. But childcare, oh, bring your kids. We got somebody to watch them. Right, so you got food, we got everything built in. The expansion of the pop-ups and outreach, finalizing the data is gonna be one big chunk because if we are successful and we start to get more people to take our survey, there's gonna be more information and process. And so we're gonna ramp up dollars in that area. Release public-facing material. Aaron worked with a designer from the library. Again, library is awesome. We have some amazing materials that you and your staff are going to start wearing either weekly. So just letting you know, you got to promote the brand. And then allocate rest of the funds to priority areas, primarily in engagement areas. And what we mean by that is the unincorporated areas. We are building a strategy that's going to have a little bit more human capital. So we're going to have to stipend people to go out to those areas to get information and data. And so I'm done for my portion. I'm gonna pause for any questions. Aaron and I are happy to answer any budget questions.
Thank you, Vice Chair, for the tremendous work and just being so prudent and transparent and making everything accessible to the public. I probably have this in the inbox somewhere, but I'm not recalling. So if there's any way the commission can re-up the flyer for the remaining listening sessions that are confirmed, as well as the link to the survey, so we could add that to our social media, as well as I do a monthly newsletter. So I'm happy to disseminate that, but just want to make sure I'm using your media toolkit.
Awesome. Thank you. We will send that over.
And I gladly wear any swag you give me. So awesome. Looking forward awesome. To that. Yeah. Just make sure you ask me my size because that does fluctuate.
Oh, so the size was a thing that I, you know, because I go to the community and they don't have 3Xs. So I got every size. We got every single size. Yes, yeah, up to 4X. So love for the big guys.
Have you done any communication with the NAACP yet?
Not in Oakland, not yet.
Because, you know, we do have Cynthia Adams, NAACP, North County, and then Freddie Davis, South County. So just another thought. You might want to reach out to NAACP as well. And I appreciate you know, specifically in the commission, once again, being very very judicious and with the funding that's been allocated to you and utilizing it extremely well. I mean, like I told Deborah, you know, I'm very impressed. You know, you guys make me proud. You really do. You make me proud.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you.
Yeah. And so keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm going to give you some early results that we have from the surveys, and then I would love to bring up our two commissioners who actually serve on the listening session subcommittee. So this is our informing change consultants, and this is, I'm just going to walk you through real quickly. So far, this is the survey, so we're not lifting up the transcripts or the stories yet. This is the quantitative versus the qualitative. So you can see here we've got 86 surveys, and the majority came from the Taylor Memorial. And so you can see, 45, more than half have come from that event alone. And then the supervisorial districts, we are about to go to District 1, but you can see that we've held two in District 4. So that's the distribution that you're seeing there. How did people hear about the event? From another organization. And so that speaks well to the partnership and the allyships that we are developing, and then family and friends. So word of mouth. So those are our two biggest components there. And I would lift up social media. We've just started kicking in. And the investment there should start to show up well. But just so you can have a sense of, you know, how's the word getting out there. The fourth exhibit here, virtually everyone, when asked to click on which of these do you think are most meaningful, scholarship and grants and direct compensation. So those are both like in the 98th percentile. And then after that, it's increased funding in programs at county agencies. And then the public acknowledgement and apology, which is interesting because you've done that. But they didn't know that. So there's an education component to work that's being done and making sure the community knows about that. And then memorial and commemoration. So that's kind of the culture building part. If you follow up, there's a typo there. So anything in the blue is strongly support. So it's not a lukewarm, you know, how you're like strongly, somewhat opposed. Strongly support is the blue there from the surveys. Other areas where we said you could just have an open-ended response, you can see taxes has come up by all four sessions, but some sort of tax incentive breaks, what have you, or no taxes where you have a vacation from taxes. Housing and land consistently comes up because of so much of the redlining and the way that the county then executed eminent domain, so land consistently comes up. And then the policy systemic stuff, equity-centered community engagement, that fits with the recommendation of doing events in the community and then training for policymakers. So that's interesting that showed up more than one time. And then service and education, that perhaps a way, open-ended, is having reparation be free, college and high school, a quality education, medical services, healthcare, community health centers, and mental health. So those were the write-in ones where people could just provide open-ended conversations. And then additional topics, we talked about the tax model, some other work that the commission has done to date, funding, additional scope of work there, community engagement, reach out to the high schools and college, which I think you'll see in some of the upcoming commission pop-ups, and then teaching children how to trace their lineage, which goes along with the state policy that was, the state bill that was passed. You know, there were two bills that the governor ultimately signed. One is to stand up the reparations agency, and the second was to do a study on how to trace your lineage. So I think that's coming straight from that whole legislative policy that happened. And then trauma and health, you know, emphasizing trauma. It says it was a missed topic. We have a lot of slides that talk about this topic, but we also have a therapist, and we always get one really compelling story that just, you know, really kind of, for me, chokes me up in terms of what a family or a person has experienced. And then connecting it to everybody's everyday life, you know, make the clear connections. Don't be too wonky, don't be, like, ground it to the community experience. And then recommendations to the other locations. So Supervisor Marquez had this in here before you even mentioned it, but it was like, you know, specifically Hayward. We're doing a lot of Oakland and Berkeley is coming, but it, a community member suggested Hayward. And then to host, interesting enough, some more sort of digital, a site, a community site, education site, have, you know, parks, third spaces. We are looking at how to collaborate on the Black Joy Parade that's coming, and they have a series of events. So we are quite plugged into what the community is doing. So I think that finishes this part on the data. And if you have questions, and I would like to have the two commissioners from the sub. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So once again, this looks really good. And I'm trying not to get ahead of the commission. You know, I've always tried to just stay in my lane and don't get ahead of you. Let you do your discharge your responsibilities. And I know your Lisa's office and my office have been attending the meetings and working with you. But I know, like with tracing your lineage, your ancestry, you know the Mormon temple. We might want to see if there's any collaboration we can do with the Mormon Temple, because they've got all that research up there that is open to the public to utilize. Just a thought. I don't know if the commission has been interviewed by the Post, because I think getting an article in the Post or an ad in the Post or both, I think might be good about the work you're doing, about maybe the upcoming listening sessions, or even it doesn't even have to be just one ad or one article. It could be a series of articles. I can't believe Paul Cobb wouldn't jump on this. And, you know, his paper goes to a lot of the African-American churches. I just think that's a, we might be missing an opportunity there as well. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the stuff that's coming out of the listening sessions, I'm very eager to jump on it, but I don't want to get ahead of the commission, because you're doing such a great job. I want to see, obviously, what you come up with as an action plan. Okay. And then when we get to that, that final report that you submit, you'll submit it to the committee first. You know, the journey won't be over once you submit the final report to us, because depending on what you give us, you know, we might want to have some additional follow-up or whatever before we send it to the board. So I don't want, once again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this is, I think this is beautiful work. Yeah.
Great. I would like to take this opportunity then to bring up our two, if you would like, but for sure I'd like to bring up Commissioner Philip Gardner.
So, I'm Dr. Philip Gardner. I'm one of the members, commissioners. I also sit on the listening session. I want to highlight something about last Saturday's listening session that I think that Marquez has already raised. Our summation was there should have been more butts in the seat, but the dynamic of the session itself, people taking a break, eating, and then conversing with one another, that's what a listening session is. That's the way it should be. I want to encourage you both to come to the next one so we can do that again. I also want to say, and I'm getting ahead of myself too, Supervisor Miley, there have been so many requests for listening sessions, or what we're calling pop-ups, getting a report to you in two or three. What has become clear, you asked the question about the NAACP. I work with folks with 100 black men. There's a lot out there. If we took six more months, I'm sure I'll get in trouble for that. But so thank you for your support. Let me just leave it at that.
All Okay. I just want to say, one of my staff always tells me, a closed mouth don't get fed. So, and Deborah knows that if you approach the committee and you need additional time, you might be able to get that, but we're not going to, she wants to keep you on task.
I'm trying to stay on task.
You keep saying,
if you want an extension,
I know.
Let us get it submitted.
I'm not trying to get ahead of the commission. We'll let you do your work, and then if you feel you need more time, let us know. Let us know.
Let me ask, though.
It's coming.
Because of the incredible work, have we been able to engage philanthropy or any other individuals that may be inclined to support the work?
I have. As you can imagine, there's been a big pivot to immigration. So some conversations that I've had, in particular San Francisco Foundation, they're doing a database of all of both the cities. I think we're the only county, but there are a lot of cities. And there are a lot of legislative and groups that I am attending the ARRT group, which is a state group, the CJAC. There's quite a bit of things that are plugged in, but the foundations have not. And some of them, frankly, actually have a target on their backs where they have been targeted. I spoke to the Tides Foundation. They have a federal audit going on to try to slow them down. Talked to the East Bay Community Foundation, so we find ourselves in a precarious times. Yeah, but we were asked, well, not asked, Informing Change, Michael Arnold, we wrote to serve on a panel. They have an upcoming conference coming April 26 in San Francisco, and so we submitted to be on that panel, run a panel. That we're calling Reparations in California, led by the Alameda County Reparations Commission. So there are opportunities that are being presented. So that'll be interesting. I mean, it's April, so it's a bit late, but we're in conversation with those Black Foundation executives right now. And so I think the amount of follow-up that they had, like, be sure and submit. I was like, okay, hopefully we'll get selected. And that's from all over the country coming to San Francisco in April. So we're having those conversations. I do have this ask. So this is by district and who you all appointed. We have two open seats. Don't be mad at me, Bert, because he has been diligent. But we need to fill these two seats. It was based on time constraints or change of commitment because of time commitment. So however you can... looking at D4 in particular, because there is so much work to do. Now we're at the part where we're responding and doing the pop-ups that we desperately need commissioners to fill those two seats. I have suggested somebody in a younger demographic, maybe an up-and-coming rising leader, 20 to 30-ish. So if someone could look into that. And then we do have a commissioner who's only attended one meeting. So if we could get your support on making sure we fill those seats, because this last 6 months is going to be a push. So thank you. Okay, so this is where I was going to lift up the amount of digital presence. So you can see we do have the website, and it does have the activity where you can literally register for an event. So that allows us to get head counts. And understand where the interest is. Then we have a LinkedIn, very active. And you can see there, we have been recording different community members as well as commissioners. So you can see Commissioner Fortunato Bass there. I can't seem to get you to get recorded, Supervisor Miley, but it does help. So that's our LinkedIn presence, and then our Facebook, still is very powerful, and you can see the group picture we took there, and that was posted by Commissioner Tam. So, and then lastly, our Instagram, which has the most followers. I mean, it's only at 144, but we're really creating the momentum of that digital presence where, like Vice Chair McClendon pointed out that we could say, hey, there's, you know, food by this caterer or this event. So I think this is really starting to take off. This, I would say we really just stood this up late November, December. So we do have quite a digital presence. And this is where we will also be pushing out a survey. So you can do the survey digitally. So hopefully, you know, that 86 you see now, we clearly want hundreds. I think we initially had set a goal of like 500, which might have been a little ambitious, but we could, yeah. You know, but same thing. If we do that digitally, now we always, you know, we're cautioned. We have a what we call the DAR, data research, data, what's the A? Data something research, analysis. That group is building the survey. We're talking about canvassing and doing different ways to get that, get the input from the survey. So, you know, that'll be a whole digital effort coming as well, in addition to the listening session. So wanted to just share some of the media presence we have. And then lastly, this is, so the talk of the town, so I'll say that Tracy Webb, who she and I have done lots of events over the years, but her network, which got us to both Dave Clark and Paul Cobb, so this is really her and her network and me and my contacts sort of saying, what is it, especially the chamber, Kathy at the chamber, like, what would you guys want to see? And that's when it, like, let's do Kwanzaa, let's hook it to, and the Monday that we're doing, that's Ujamaa, which is the economic unity day of Kwanzaa. So it's all tying together. And then at the Henry J. Kaiser Center was a connection as well. And we're getting such a steep discount. We're almost going to have them donate the whole venue, but we're pretty close to almost having no fee there. So a lot of things came together in order to do that. And then Dave Clark also then said, I'm going to do a talk of the town on reparations. He invited Paul Cobb. So he invited Paul, he invited me, and he invited Tracy. So that's on the 17th. We did a press release. Thank you both for your staff who, like, you know, turned it around. And so that was all sort of organic, sourced through relationships, sourced through the work. They could see the work that we had done. They could look at our social media. They could see that there was a presence. We were more than just, you know, putting up a bunch of words. So that's how this has come together. And I do think, I do know Paul as well. And so I think we'll probably get a little bit more of coverage, given that, you know, he's going to be on the talk of the town with us. So, and he's a pillar in the community. And I think I'm correct in saying that the Oakland Post might be the oldest Black media, Northern California. I don't think I can go all the way to Southern California, but in Northern California. So we know that the Oakland Post is a powerful and respected voice. So I wanted to share that. Okay. Let me just pause.
Yeah, yeah, this is fantastic. You know, I know Dave Clark real well. He and Lucretia, so I'm happy that you've made that connection with Dave, and I know Tracy and Paul as well. You know, Tracy's in the same book, what's it called, book club or whatever, with Tony. So yeah. I just think this is really good that you're, yeah, because like I said, I'm trying not to get ahead of the Reparations Commission. And the reason I tend to pull back is I don't want it to be about Nate Miley. I want you folks to be out there driving this, you know, this truck, this train, this plane, whatever, and not necessarily me. So that's why even at your listening sessions, I don't say anything. I just come there to listen and observe and if I can't make it, because I've been all three so far, at Bert there, and hopefully I'll be able to make the other two. And we'll see where it goes. This one on the 17th, so we'll be able to watch this?
Yes.
Great.
10 a.m. on next Wednesday, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's on TV?
Yep.
Talk of the Town at 10 o'clock. All right. This is great.
We'll promote it on our socials, so you'll start to see it coming forth. But, you know, we got to do the, we'll do the Talk of the Town, then we'll do the Kwanzaa, and then we have our January listening session. And they there'll be quite a bit of stuff that people can plug in at different levels, at different time, different audiences as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have had folks who have come to multiple events, and that's fine. I think it's actually quite helpful. So, so we're rocking and rolling.
I want to just add your branding and the banner is working because I met a woman who was there just to get books, didn't even know it was occurring, and she stayed the whole time. And she's like, how can I get involved? So I believe Supervisors Tam did exchange contact information with her, but, you know, she
her
shared.
Staff was great Saturday.
Yeah.
It was so plugged in. I mean, it was, you know, it was the first time that we had hosted in their area, and the turnout was, you know, lukewarm, but they were very enthusiastic and supportive. So that was also great for us.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was great because you've had Supervisor Marquez, Bass, myself, and Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at your sessions. Yes, yeah, so that's great.
Yep.
That's great. So no, this is good stuff. And I'll work with Bert in my office and talk to my staff to see if we
fill
can
your
get,
seat.
Yeah, because, you know, we lost Lori and then Haley, it's like, come on now.
I know. And CJ was a big loss.
Yeah, I know.
And we are talking to that cultural zone in the 40 by 40 effort. So, you know, because that's the four organizations, BCZ, or Black Cultural Zone, Roots. We have not done a health specific. Brotherhood of Elders Network and the EOYDC. So we have EOYDC, but the four in the 40 by 40, hosting something with them.
Great.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you're on it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Dr. Noha.
Yeah, Dr. Noha.
She's fabulous. One of my friends in.
Yep.
Advisors, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So there is a lot there. You're not going to make me go down there and get an extension. There is a lot of good work to do. And we are limited by, you know, the commissioners who can engage on the topics that's meaningful to them, as well as what the community wants to do. So it's trying to meet both of those demands.
Because I think, see, the way I'm approaching this, this is just me. Once you submit the final report, then that's when I'll take over. At this point, the show is your show.
Yeah.
Yes, and Nate Miley's not going to, you know, interfere. Yeah. So that's just, but if you want me to do something so you can put on your, you know, your social media, I'll do that. But if it helps, but otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, all of it helps.
I want to just be in the background and observing.
I know.
And listening.
I know. I ask you every time, do you want to speak? No, I don't want to speak. Okay. No. Okay. Any other topics or any other? Oh, sure.
Just that all of this work has culminated in these wonderful ways, and I want to thank Deborah as well, because she has been through every up and down cycle of this work and has found a way to move us ahead and do it in a way that has integrity and the intentionality of the commission intact, and in a way that is community centered. And so I just wanted to say thank you to Deborah.
Our report and our agenda, and if there's anything y'all need, we can give you some time back.
Yeah, well, I just want to co-sign with Deb, our librarian. She is now the librarian.
Yes.
She's no longer interim, but I want to co-sign that because I know Deborah shared a few times with me some things that she felt a little frustrated about. But the point is, she's hung in there. This Deborah Gore. I'm not talking about Deb. I'm talking about Deborah Gore. So, but she's hung in there, and she's got a great team. And like I said, you folks make me so proud. Mm-hmm. I mean, being African American and see the work you're doing and the way you're going about it so responsibly, methodically, intelligently. I mean, I'm just really proud of you. So, I can't wait to see what you produce, and then and we'll go from there. But the journey won't be over once we get it. I mean, I'm not even sure where we'll be in the journey, but
sure. Yeah.
We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, I would add that when you all were able to give us some financial resources, that was the tipping point. Because then we could engage in, you know, the quality of the work, the vision we had. So that was really pivotal. So that is huge. Thank you for being able to. I know that was not easy. And that we are able to, even nationally, I'm at quite a few tables about reparations, and people are like, how'd you get funding? Because they just, a lot of the efforts are being done by community CBOs, you know, and it just made a world of difference. You can see, right, the quality of project management and the data and how we meet the community. And now, you know, Larry, who runs the finance, if I showed you our financial worksheet, it's like month by month, 17 tabs. Like, we're not messing around, right? We've got some professional folks. And we're going to have a retreat in January, because that'll be 1 year. We had a retreat in January. Well, we're not calling it a retreat. We're calling it our annual check-in, because it's 1 year since where we were before and where we are now, and then how we can finish strong the next 6 months.
Do you know the date?
Saturday, Newark 31st Library.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Look at that on our schedule, Bert. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So that'll be another, you know, let's get focused. Let's figure out how we're going to finish, you know, run through the tape, as it were, because it does feel like it's our fourth quarter, as I'm mixing all the metaphors. Yeah. But it does feel like we want to be sure to be on the same page, be focused with the resources that we have, and deliver to you a very strong draft action plan that, you know, we hand off something that.
And as we continue to track that, you know, Supervisor Marquez and I, through our offices with our staff, you know, when we get to adopting a budget for 26, 27, depending on where you are and what you're anticipating, you know, if additional resources are needed, and we're aware of that, we'll be able to approach, you know, our colleagues about that and see if we can get some resources. Because, you know, we just had two colleagues just this week contribute money to the Russell City Fund. You know, Supervisor Marquez and I've already done that, and we had two other colleagues do that just this week. So I think, you know, there's desire on the part, I think, of the board to be supportive. I just don't want to say the spigot is closed, but I don't want to say the spigot's open either until you let us know you really do need those resources. And it's just great, once again, to see that you're so, you know, you're so stewards of the funds, and you're doing a great job.
Yeah. I think we could have done if we had more money. I'm kidding. Let's close.
So before we, because we have to find out if there's public comment today, this committee is an ad hoc committee. Do you anticipate when you think you want to give another update to us, so that Supervisor Marquez and I can figure out a date and a time?
For the next, had you circled? Oh, for sure. Seems like March might be.
We were talking about why, and so we were saying the data and listening sessions.
Might be at a pivotal point.
Yeah.
What is March?
March.
So a quarter.
March. Okay. So we'll work together to figure out a date in March.
In March.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And 4 o'clock generally works well.
Yeah, and we. The Wednesday, because then we go right into our commission.
Okay. So we go maybe that Wednesday in March, okay.
And then we just wipe out the evening.
Okay, all right. All right, so before we conclude, Tisa, do we have any speakers, public speakers on any of these items today?
We have no speakers for public comment.
Okay, and no speakers in the chamber, no speakers online?
No speakers.
All right. Okay. Well, I want to thank Supervisor Marquez and her staff and everybody for all the work you're doing on this.
Thank everyone, and especially D2 and D3 team also. Thank you, District Director Ronnie Lachey, Bert, Tanya. It's a lot of moving parts with scheduling, and just, you know, obviously we're all committed to the work, so just it's really amazing to see the synergy and the positivity and the leadership and the collaboration. And we're not always going to agree, but I think there's a significant level of respect and centering community. So thank you.
Adjourn.
Thank you.